It first started when two neighbours were talking because we'd had a few unsavoury incidents, and they suggested having a couple of CCTV cameras, and we decided to have a collection in the village and fundraising events to get the money, and we got £4,800 I think off the lottery funds for all, and put these cameras up. And at the launch, ICC Ian Ackerley came and suggested we go for the Secure Boy Design Award, and then it took nearly another 3 years to raise the funds and the money with the help of many people, including the police. And the job the police has done has been fantastic, down to the PCSOs all the way up to the boss herself.
It's the unique, and let's hope it will be the first of many in Nottinghamshire and across the country.
I think it definitely can be translated all across the country. It strikes me that those villages that are susceptible to travelling criminality could really benefit from having their access to the village controlled by CCTV, having the houses secured, and it just promotes confidence. It really isn't about reducing crime because crime rates in villages are low. It's about improving confidence and making the people feel better about where they live.
And can you explain what difference all the measures that have been put in place have made to people that actually live here?
Well, it being such a small community, if one little incident happens, everyone knows about it and they all feel insecure. So consequently, if you can know, you can go out and walk around and everyone's got an alarm and proper up-to-date door locks and window locks, everyone feels secure. And if an alarm goes off, now all the village is united and everyone knows each other. You get half a dozen people coming out to look what's happened. So if anybody was there, we'd be onto them right away. You know, it's just a sense of security throughout the village is good.
In villages such as this, don't always see police, you know, every day. It's a very much of a comfort for all the residents, which, as Sid mentioned, one incident can spark off a fear of crime amongst the whole village.
Sid, what do you think in particular about the claim that this could be the first crime-free village in the country?
Well, we would hope that it would be, but crime-free is practically an impossibility. You get opportunist crime. It's a deterrent, same as you don't wait until you've been burgled to put an alarm on your house. It's a deterrent, and it's a feeling of security for everyone in the village. And if that brings it crime-free, that's an extra bonus. We hope it will make it crime-free.